This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, in the show notes today, if you scroll down far enough, you'll see a picture of a funny-looking guy in a tuxedo next to this most beautiful woman named Charlene Bollinger. Oh, Ty. Oh, you're here, Ty. Never mind. Great-looking guy, Ty Bollinger. He's with us as we're ready to go outside the box.
Hey, what's up, RSB? So I haven't been to the website you're talking about, but you're on RSB.com. You got a picture of me and my lovely wife, right?
Well, it's a beautiful picture of the tuxedo, and she's in the beautiful gown. And,
Yeah.
We're talking about the excitement of the Global Quest being relaunched, right? And all the wonderful things that are going to happen because of that. And I wanted to tell you a story before we start about the Global Quest. Because we had four different parent-teacher meetings yesterday for my daughter. And they all went great, so there's no controversy there. But, you know, one of the first ones we went for was the second one we went to was the drama teacher. The drama teacher, you know Ari, she's just all artistic and dances and sings and, you know, all of that. And so she absolutely loves it. But we walk up to the drama teacher sitting behind the table. She says, she's looking at me now funny. I was like, I'd met her before once, but she says, I know where I knew you from. I recognized you before I even met you. I'm like, oh, okay. What was it? The Truth About Cancer. You were in that with Ty Bollinger. I'm like, okay. So once again, another one of these stories. And that was really cool because she's all organic. She loves to grow food. I mean, we immediately were like, oh, yeah, let's come over to my garden. Let me check out your garden, right? And then we had another meeting with my daughter's homeroom teacher, who's also the history teacher, and, you know, they're home-based during the day in the school. And when I first met her, I sent it through my daughter. I said, you know, I want to give you a book so you know what we're all about. And I gave her our book that we wrote together, Ty, Unlock the Power to Heal. And I hadn't really talked to her since then, although my daughter said she really liked it and read it cover to cover and all that. But she was so grateful because she had, you know, been through breast cancer years ago and gone through conventional. She had some kind of recurrence, and she was just getting all of these signals that she needs to go different. She needs to go more natural. And that book came just at the perfect time to reinforce her decision. And then, you know, I told her about the relaunch of a Global Quest, and she was just gushing with gratitude, this woman. How God works. At the right time, it's opened up. And once again, TMB, I know you've experienced this over and over again. I just wanted to share with you mine how these documentaries, your book, our book together, is having a great, powerful impact on bringing the power to heal back where it belongs.
You know, thanks for sharing our story. That's an awesome story. You know, we're hearing that more and more. Charlene and I had a great time this weekend. We were able to speak together at a health conference here in just outside of Nashville in Franklin, Tennessee. And we were able to talk about, Global Quest relaunch coming up and just about the reach that we've had. We were at the book table for probably just a couple of hours. We didn't really stay there that long. But in that period of time, we met several people, several families that had driven from Pennsylvania, one had driven down from Illinois just for that health conference because we had sent an email to our list that said we were going to be there and they wanted to come meet us because of the Global Quest. So, and you know, the works, the books that we've published and so forth. So it's really amazing. It's pretty humbling, man, because it's not about being recognized or whatever, but it just shows that we've had the reach and we are influencing lives and helping save lives. So it's what it's all about, man.
It is. It is. So we're about on the relaunch, and we have in the show notes, they all that are listening to the show right now, or even if it's after in the archive version, you just go to Robert Scott Bell, just scroll down on the website, and you'll see it, click it, link it, just put your email, and you get to watch it for free. However, if you find it through social media, wherever you find it, please, and I'm asking you, if you've seen it, to share it with others. Like I said to my daughter's drama teacher, I said, you've seen it, but there are a lot more people that haven't. And yeah. I want you to share it. I want you to share. It's kind of like at the Trinity Conference this year. It wasn't as big as the Health Freedom Expos because it's the first time back in 5 years, but it was solid. The people there were right. They were ready and excited to be there. And I said, you know, when you come back next year, you bring 3 to 5 people. I don't think that's too much to ask. If it's benefited you, pay it forward now and share it with others. When is it actually going to launch there?
The Global Quest relaunches October 9th, the first 9th. Episode. So we're officially right now in pre-launch, and so that's when the affiliates start sending emails to their list, warming them up and letting them know it's coming in a couple of weeks. Tell your friends, tell your family. That's kind of, it's just word of mouth. So we're believing and expecting a huge relaunch and just going to reach millions more people. So it's pretty exciting, man. That's why we do it. That's why we do it.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that was interesting. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, I was just going to say, Jeffrey Smith also featured in it. We had him on this weekend and talked about his new movie, Secret Ingredients. And you want to get the stuff that happened during he was making that film. He was revealing it to the truth about cancer, a global quest. So that's another reason to get it, download it, and share it.
Yeah, Jeffrey's in Global Quest in a couple different episodes. And he pretty much debunks the myth, the monumental myth that GMOs are okay, that they're safe. Mm-hmm. His research has shown much otherwise, and you'll learn that in Global Quest. But, you know, it's not the only myth that we dispel, is it, Robert? Charlene was talking about myths that we dispelled this weekend when we got a chance to lecture together, and she was talking about one of the myths is fluoride is okay for your teeth and actually prevents cavities, right? That was a myth, man. That's a myth, but it's believed, right? So we have to dispel these myths and let people know, fluoride is actually harmful, causes cancer. Harvard 2007 study shows us. And so that's what we're doing, is we're dispelling these myths and bringing the truth to the light of day.
Absolutely. And, you know, related to this, one of our stories today we wanted to talk about was medical malpractice kills 500 times more Americans than accidental gun deaths. And then, of course, the conclusion is what? We need to take guns away from people? No. It's we need to control doctors. We need doctor control, not gun control. I mean, is that outrageous to say?
Well, we kind of do need doctor control, it seems. You know, again, Robert, doctors aren't bad. Most of them. There's a bad apple in every bunch, bad CPAs. There's bad lots of lawyers. There's lots of bad people. But doctors aren't by and large bad. But they've just been taught protocols in medical school, specifically when it comes to health and disease prevention and treatment, that just don't work, right? Mm-hmm. So they've been undereducated. They've been well educated on things like trauma medicine, right?
Yeah.
We were doing an interview a couple days ago and mentioned that, you know, they're great when Humpty Dumpty falls off the wall. That's great. Mm-hmm. They know how to sew you back up again and fix bones. But, man, they have no idea how to keep you healthy or how to treat disease.
Yeah. And, you know, this is just one aspect of iatrogenic problem, right? This is called malpractice. Now, as far as I know in this overview, they're not talking about everything that doctors do that can result in harm to you and or death to you. That's just, I guess, official malpractice. Now, some might say that most of everything that doctors do outside of what you just mentioned, Ty, about trauma interventions, right, is malpractice because it violates essential fundamental tenets of how the body works, right? I talked last hour about how important the liver is. I'm sure that's not mentioned ever in The Truth About Cancer Global Quest, right? Nobody talks about the liver.
Well, you know, you do several times, and probably at least another half dozen to a dozen doctors mention the liver and detoxification, how important it is, but, yep.
And that's the irony, too, that every one of the tools that doctors have in their so-called toolkit are toxic to the liver. Now, the argument that Dr. Bittar has made is that if you have to put somebody on a drug, it should be a life intervention scenario. Get them on it, get them off of it as fast as possible. But what's happened is that drug culture has basically been, you know, the legitimacy, if you will, of using a medicine has been taken and expanded to the point where now the goal is to get people on a drug that they'll stay on for life that will lead to 5, 10, or 15 other drugs and, of course, profit the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And, of course, this is causing the damage and injury and even, as we say, the leading cause of death, cancer, heart disease, neck and neck. And I argue that very often the doctors are a primary, if not a secondary, but big cause of even the top two leading cause of deaths, even though they're considered number three.
Well, and here's the thing. It's not just you considering that. I mean, St. John or St. Hopkins University, or sorry,
Johns Hopkins.
I'm thinking of one of my favorite basketball teams back in the 80s was St. John's. But, yeah, Johns Hopkins University, man, that is pretty mainstream. And they're saying they're admitting 250,000 iatrogenic deaths a year. That's what they admit. That would put it at number three. But, you know, as we look back at the death by medicine report that we so often reference from 2006, Dr. Null and Carolyn Dean and a bunch of others, you throw that in with the other stuff, and you've got the number one leading cause of death, over 780,000 deaths that are iatrogenic in the United States. It's pretty crazy when our healers are actually our number one killers, when you think about it that way.
Beautifully said, and it's kind of nasty to have to say it, but we do. And, you know, the funny thing about this call for doctor control instead of gun control is that already the doctors are in the most so-called controlled profession, licensed. It's a very high bar to get into their club, right? And yet, all of the protections that you would think the government would put in place to protect us from, what, dangerous food, dangerous drugs? How about doctors, dangerous drugs? All of that. And yet, the third leading cause of death. What other things, like we've talked about with dietary supplements, or doctors who are doing therapies more in line with what we would consider the natural order of the universe, nature, right? Herbs, things like that. They are considered the dangerous, deadly ones, yet they're not really causing any harm, relatively speaking, to the actual doctors that are protected when they do the harm.
Yeah, it's sad too. And my, you know, these numbers are—they don't lie. You know, do you know how many people die each year as a result of guns, Robert?
What was the number? What's the number? A few thousand?
500. 500. 250,000 iatrogenic deaths a year. 500 deaths due to gun. It's not even comparable. But we hear about, you know, gun control. I'm with Mike, man. How about doctor control? Not that I'm for any kind of control like that. It's not the government's business to control our lives. But it's just put it in perspective, man. Doctors are trying to do the best they can, but they are so limited because they don't understand how to treat disease. There was a doctor in Philippines, Dr. Jimmy D. Liaco, 87 years old, medical doctor that I interviewed. And he said, why is there so much fear in cancer? Because doctors that have been brought up on modern medicine with the conventional treatments don't know how to cure it. That's why there's so much fear, because they're afraid because they don't know how to cure it. He's the one that uses raw pig pancreas and has cured thousands of patients in the Philippines.
Amazing that. Folks, doctor control. They're already controlling doctors, but they're controlling them and limiting them to harm you, to only methods that harm you rather than those that actually heal. They don't cure cancer. They play a game of chemotherapeutic chicken with your cells, your life, your healthy cells to see who's going to survive. We don't play that game here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Certainly not when we have Ty Bollinger on going outside the box. Men, you need to think twice or maybe even three times before you get screening for your prostate.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Cranking it up, going outside the box with my good buddy Ty Bollinger each and every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Check out thetruthaboutcancer.com, and there are links all over the place. People are sharing it through email, through their social media. You can come to our website, wherever you get it, go. Sign up October 9th, the relaunch of A Global Quest, even if you've seen it. Share it, because there are many more people that could benefit the way you have benefited thus far. All right, TMB, prostate cancer screening. Even doctors are saying, maybe you should think twice before you get this kind of screening. What is going on? Why could doctors even be saying, I'm not thinking real good thoughts about the cancer screening for the prostate, man?
Well, yeah, the reality is most men that are, 60 plus are going to have prostate cancer of some form. That's just what the statistics show. But I think only 3% of those men that have prostate cancer will die from it. So most prostate cancer is low risk, very, very slow growing. Not all of it, but most very slow growing, and never threaten your body. I mean, never threaten your life. They can remain in your body till, for 30 years, and you never have any effects from it, and you don't die from cancer. So that's, I think the goal, Robert, it should be to be able to teach people how to live with cancer, because we all have cancer to one extent or another. It's just a normal bodily mechanism to ward off cells that have aberrant ways of making energy and have been damaged somehow genetically. So cancer is a normal process, and so I don't think we need to fight cancer. We need to learn how to control it and live with it in a healthy way. It'd be great to be able to live to 100 and die with cancer but not from it, because right. If you can control it, there's no side effects. It's just aberrant cells that have been walled off in your body.
Mm-hmm. So here it is. Super Don found it. We were asked by someone from Michigan about this Michigan prostate screening. It's called MIPS. And they do rely primarily on, guess what, serum PSA, but not exclusively. PSA. But as we've talked about PSA, it's not specific to the prostate as far as antigens, because women can take the test and go, hey, your PSA is high. Wait a second, I don't have a prostate. How's that possible? So specificity is redefined to mean, not so specific. Kind of like an HIV test. Not specific at all. So again, these are scam tests, but they're trying to say, well, we've got a secondary way here. We can check in your urine if you have evidence of two genes, TMPRSS2:ERG and PCA3. They say they're specific for prostate cancer, meaning they're rarely present at high level in the urine of men without prostate cancer. Now, my question, I haven't investigated this, but I would not be surprised if women with, let's say, uterine cancer or ovarian cancer would have these same damn genes. I'm just sorry to say it that way, but I'm just so disgusted with their, oh, yeah, we found now genes that you begin to find out they're not specific either.
No, and that's what's such a misnomer here with the prostate-specific antigen, because it's not prostate-specific. And it doesn't really, it's not really specific to measuring cancer either. It's a test for inflammation.
Right.
So if you have high inflammatory markers, one of them being the PSA, then what's the reason for the inflammation? It can be cancer, but it can also be dozens of other things that are not cancer that still give you a high PSA. And yes, men and women can have prostate specific antigens. How about that? It's just a measure of inflammation. And so it's like, you know, people that have cancer probably are going to have high PSAs, prostate cancer, but just because you have high PSA does not mean you have prostate cancer. And the problem that we run into is then they're going to, if you have an elevated PSA, then probably going to do a biopsy just to see if it's cancer. And then that, if you do have cancer, which most elderly men are going to, that cancer, which was self-contained and was never going to kill you, and you just spread it into the bloodstream and did the biopsy, and that can now become an aggressive cancer, and it can kill you.
And guess what? In this MIPS screening, they say, hey, if we detect one of those genes in your urine, then we'll maybe pursue a prostate biopsy, just like
biopsy.
TMB said, spread the cancer that may be there, may not be there, but if it is there, it's now going to spread and be available anywhere. And I think about PSA being high, selenium being low, almost an inverse perfect relationship, because without adequate selenium, all bets are off. You know, Jonathan Emord has sued the FDA, what, 8 times and beat them on the claims for selenium in protecting and reversing cancer, and they're still not letting them speak out. People speak out about this if they have a product.
You know, the studies are there. I think it was Gerhard Schrauser, wasn't it, one of the German doctors that showed that there was an inverse relationship between the amount of selenium that you're intaking and cancer. So the people that took the highest selenium, lowest rates of cancer, vice versa. There's something there.
Very big something there, folks. And so whether it be PSA or MIPS in Michigan, you might want to think, man, twice, 3 times, a lady, before you get your prostate screened or examined, because what modern medicine does to it or for it may hasten your demise. All right, not exaggerating.
You need to listen to Lionel Richie as we go to break.
Right, I'm not going to sing it. Hey, are all pharmaceuticals designed for population control? I'll ask TMB about that next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, TMD. So if you break out all the causes of death, right, leading causes of death in the West, particularly in the United States, you find, again, we said cancer, heart disease. Sometimes they break it out and say cancer, heart disease, stroke, right? But, you know, 1, 2, 3, we look at modern medicine, it's right in there. Now, if you break out certain aspects of modern medicine, you might be able to say, oh, it's only the fourth leading cause of death. Because you eliminate medical mistakes and certain things. You go, oh, I'm just going to look at the drugs. But still, if it's only the fourth leading cause of death, really, that's not any great shakes. So we begin to ask this question, and this article at Natural News asks it. It's a tough one, and I'm going to throw it to you. Pop quiz time. Are all pharmaceuticals designed for population control? Pause. Don't rush into the answer. But, I mean, we should ask these questions.
Well, I mean, it's It's a good question, Robert, and we should be able to ask questions like this, even if it sounds kind of crazy, but are they? Mm-hmm. It's on naturalnews.com. If you look at the amount of heart attacks and strokes and diabetes that everybody's getting now and the way cancer's going up, it's, as Mike says in this article, it's death by prescription. So is it on purpose? I mean, mm-hmm. that's a good question. We know, you know, speaking of conspiracy, you know, it sounds like conspiracy, but like I mentioned, Charlene and I were able to go over some conspiracy theories this last weekend in our lecture here in Nashville. We're starting to incorporate a little bit more conspiracy stuff. And, you know, it was a conspiracy theory that the U.S. government performed medical experiments on its citizens. And then we found out about Tuskegee experiment, where we know that they did. And,
right.
You know, we know MK Ultra, that the people were used as guinea pigs to test LSD. So the government's been consistently doing one thing only since we've been born, and it's lying to us. So mm-hmm. would it be any stretch of the imagination that the biggest lobby to our U.S. government, which is the pharmaceutical companies, that they are lying to us about the purpose of drugs? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Good question.
Well, I think from a business model perspective, to get the government to grant you a monopoly to treat disease, that's huge already. But then to utilize drugs that we know are very toxic and could kill you at any moment, it wouldn't be good for business to kill you, really everybody, right away. You'd want to manage the disease. You want to maybe contribute to giving them more ailments so that they'll buy more drugs. That's pretty brilliant, right? It's mischievous and diabolical, but it's genius in the evil sort of way. Now, when we look at population control, the biggest thing I see is, well, which things would impact reproductive health, whether it be male or female? And then we look to xenoestrogens. We look beyond big pharma. Now we go into the plastics, right? Whether it be DuPont and these other chemical makers. Would be the drugs. We go into the estrogen mimicking compounds within medicine, and there are many, including antibiotics that are disruptive to the endocrine system. We begin to look at how we grow food. If you eat animals, what do those animals eat? We talk about GMOs altering endocrine integrity. And so all of these things could end up reducing reproductivity. In other words, the ability to have offspring. And we have seen the decline. For men, sperm count declined significant. For women, infertility, particularly with vaccination like the HPV vaccine. So maybe it needs to be broadened a little bit from just pharmaceutical drugs to all of these multinational chemical conglomerates and how they're impacting our lives. It is indeed impacting our ability to have children.
It is. It is, Robert. And, you know, I don't know if the goal is population control as much to create lifetime customers. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's going on. You know, I knew personally, I was fraternity brothers with a guy that was on a board of a large pharma company, and he quit because, you know, he said during their board meetings, they were already trying to create, or, you know, new drugs for the drugs they were just releasing that they knew were going to cause symptoms. And they were going to cause these new ailments, and they were already creating drugs to treat the symptoms their new drug was about to create. I mean, it's absurd. And he said he couldn't do that. So I don't think it's population control necessarily as much as just creating sickness for life. But I mean, if you look at the Georgia Guidestones, you know, they're outside of Atlanta. Well, a good ways outside of Atlanta, actually. But one of the goals is to maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetuity, right? To be in balance with nature, I think is what it says. So we know that one of the stated goals of the, quote, globalist is to reduce population control. So maybe that's just a good side effect for them. In addition to making a lot of money off people, maybe that's part of the weeding out process.
Well, I think it's a very good point that you make there. That again, as I said, if we look at pragmatic, and we talk about conspiracies, but we also talk about them as conspiracy realities. Remember, the CIA helped to coin the conspiracy theory to smear people, to ridicule people, to keep you off balance, to keep you from looking at things that they don't want you to look at. And they just kind of, they know how peer pressure works. You don't want to be looked like you're the weird one, right? My problem is I don't care. I don't care if I'm the weird one. I know I am, so it's okay. Go ahead and yell at me. But the reality is when you look at this, use your higher powers of cognition. You've been given an ability to think.
Mm-hmm.
Use your powers of discretion You know, intellectual integrity demands that we look at hard at these things that are very uncomfortable to us. And when we look at modern medicine, we say, my gosh, it will reduce population over time, not only by outright killing slews of people, but by reducing the... My daughter's playing her ukulele right outside my studio trying to distract me. I tease my audience in YouTube when they write funny messages, try to distract me. Now my daughter's doing it. But the idea that they could reduce fertility, rise of infertility, that is the most diabolical and sneaky way without having to say, you know what, these are the undesirables. Because they used to do that. Remember Margaret Sanger and the abortion? It was all, right? That was like, whoa, it's disgusting to see how they viewed the undesirables. And yesterday I had J.B. Handley on the show talk about his new book, How to End the Autism Epidemic. And in here, they're cornering some of the top so-called vaccine researchers, the godfather of vaccines in a modern context, admitting on the stand under oath in a deposition that he experimented on mentally retarded children, orphans, people that don't know better. I mean, these are the people that we look up to. Doctors and researchers do this, just like you mentioned, Tuskegee, MK Ultra. The medical community is lying. They lie to us all of the time, as government lies to us all the time. And, you know, it was interesting today earlier. Do you remember Op-Ed? Ed Zoll, he was my assistant producer for a while, and then his wife joined us. And he's with True News now. He was up in New York, and he got called on by President Trump to ask a question today in the news conference up there. And, you know, we were talking about, it was awesome. It made it onto the news and everything. I was like, that's Ed. That's our little Ed. So the impact, and he was trying to, you know, get on some real issues instead of the, you know, all the scam stuff that's kind of sending people down rabbit holes to keep them from thinking clearly, just reacting emotionally. And, you know, I just find it so impressive when someone can go beyond the emotions to actually go, let's engage intellectually in a discussion here on something that's really important.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. That's cool that Op-Ed got called. That's sweet. I'm going to have to try to watch Fox News later tonight because I'm sure they'll show highlights of the day and see if we can see that part. That'd be great.
Yeah, Super Don. I don't know if I'm on C-SPAN or something, but if you can roll back to that.
I can isolate it.
Yeah, the mainstream media, all they wanted to talk about was sordid tales of illicit high school behavior that may or may not have even occurred. And, of course, you know, he's like, how much are you going to do? If you're Trump, you're like, dude, this is ridiculous, this witch hunt. Let's go to something that matters. And you know, Ed was talking about peace plan, Middle East peace plan, and he called on him to ask about, you know, Israel-Palestine, and he got him on a pretty important and profound subject, and he opened him up on it. So, again, very proud of Ed today and doing some good work.
Yeah, and super. Do you see if you can isolate that, man? I'd love to see that with Charlene. We had Ed and his wife to the gala down in Orlando last year.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you said Ari was playing the ukulele, right?
Yes. Yes.
So what's the French word for ukulele? It's quiz time.
Ukulele.
Oh man, you're right.
No, I wasn't. Was I?
Yeah, that's it. You said it. You said it properly too.
Oh, my gosh. You know, for once, I got a pop quiz right. Thank you. TMB, you set me up to look good. Yeah. No, I usually Batar sets me up to look bad. But you, on the other hand, my buddy. So on the issue that we talk about this segment, about population control, remember, there are globalists, there's the Georgia Guidestones, there are people that want to reduce the population. The question is, why won't they volunteer themselves? You know, if they want to reduce, hey, you can take yourself out of the food chain anytime. Why not? Well, no, I'm too important. And again, we look at people and they say, they grade them on a scale. Oh, well, that person's not important. He's only done this or that. Or if you're in modern medicine, you say, hey, we'll experiment on people that don't know any better. You know, and it's really an evil and illicit and nefarious scheme. So there is no question that there is an attempt to reduce population by pretty sneaky means. And I think that we, with this article, are onto something significant. If it doesn't outright kill you, and it does, it kills a lot of people. But a lot of people survive in chronic states of disease caused by the drugs that are then managed by more drugs that make profit for the globalists, the elitists, the pharmaceuticals, and they have more power to reduce population by ways that are not overt and right in your face, but just by, hey, we care about you. We want you to have universal access to the third leading cause of death, modern medicine. And they'll be lauded as heroes, particularly by leftist Democrats in this country who say universal health care. not even realizing, having the intelligence to realize that it's universal disease management and death induction by modern medicine.
Yeah, it really is. There's no doubt that it is death by medicine. And, the sad part about it is, you look at the way that families are impacted. My family was impacted as well, not just the people that we lost to cancer and cancer treatments, but, my grandmom didn't die of cancer, but before she died, she was on like 15 prescriptions. I remember because she lived with us in our house for quite a while, and we'd get her prescription medicine ready each night before going to bed, so then in the morning we give her all her pills. And there's literally like 13 to 15 different prescriptions. Now, she was so sick. She was so out of it. I remember one time she called me and she said that somebody had been watching her all night and they were still looking at her. And so I go to find out that she's looking at herself in the mirror, but she's so wasted basically from all of the drugs that she was on that she was incoherent. And we took her off all those drugs, and she lived another couple years. We rolled back the clock by 15, 20 years mentally on her. She was aware, and she could hold conversations with us again. All that happened after we got her off the drugs.
Imagine that, right? Just by removing an offending element, the body, even in a state of chronic disease, is able to live longer and live better. Quality of life improves, health span as well as lifespan. My goodness. All right, TMB, we got the Truth About Cancer Global Quest relaunching October 9th. Y'all check it out in the links in the show notes or wherever you find it. Get there. Give them your email. They'll send you a link as soon as it's ready. And tell 3, 5, 10 friends about it as well, and they'll have the power to heal too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Once again, TTAC Global Quest relaunching October the 9th. Wherever you find it, hit those links, go there. And get your email, get signed up so you can watch it too. Gather around with your old family, watch it up there on the big screen. Now the apps can do that. And it's an amazing, that's a family event to do that. And of course, we're learning more and more people have been helped and more people will be helped if you help them to help themselves. And in this way, share those links to the truth about cancer. Also upcoming events, I'm going to be speaking at a nutrition conference, CME, CE course as well. Infectious disease, the influence of clinical nutrition on outcomes. And that's October 11th, 12th, 13th in Dallas, Texas. Who can I call in Dallas? Give them a heads up because I want to see some of our friends in Dallas there, TMB, because that's coming up pretty soon in October.
Man, we got a lot of friends in Dallas. You know, that's where we lived the first several years of our married life was in North Dallas area, and then we moved to Pittsburgh after Brianna was born. But we got a lot of friends in Dallas.
Nice.
I don't know if they'd want to hang out with you though, Robert.
That's true. That's true. Never mind. Scratch that idea. I'll send you the links if anybody's out there, and you can put it out there. Otherwise, I got the Holistic Iridology Integrative Healthcare Conference, October 19th to 22nd, back in Orlando, and a few other events. Y'all check it out. Now, talk about making money. Everyone's get rich quick. Well, we finally found the get rich quick scheme that's guaranteed to succeed. All right, TMB, here it is. All you got to do is make a flu vaccine, submit it to the CDC, tell them it's awesome, no testing required, no proof that it works, and they'll approve it and get it onto the schedule immediately. Apparently, I'm not exaggerating. The FluMist vaccine that was approved by the CDC for this year's flu, not been tested to see if it even works.
Well, you know, the sad thing is, Robert, This isn't even breaking news because that's the flu miss. That's this year. Mm-hmm. But over the last several years, the by far the most popular flu vaccine was the Flulaval. And I think we got a picture of the package insert from 2014 or 2015 from Flulaval that says the Flulaval vaccine has not been tested to see if it actually prevents the flu. So this is just the second verse, same as the first, man.
Wow.
This is None of the flu vaccines have been proved to show that they're effective at the flu. So
why?
This is, I don't get this, man. It's breaking news, but it's not breaking news. It's like, this is just more of the same. They don't test them. They tell you they're tested.
I'm just saying, why can't we put out a flu mist ourselves? I mean, they don't test it to see if it works. So what's the, we could do that.
I could put it out at half the price.
In fact, what we would do is probably put silver hydrosol in a syringe and have people squirt it up their nose. It'll actually work.
And it actually would work. But we can't have that.
No.
We can't have the flu being. Well, and the reality is most of the deaths from the flu are not even from the flu. They do a trick on the numbers with mixing the flu in with, pneumonia deaths. Yeah, pneumonia deaths. So it'll say 56,000 deaths this year from flu and pneumonia. But you look at the underlying data and you find out that only 300 were from the flu. The other 5,700 was pneumonia. So they do a lot of the trickery, the statistical trickery, right? Statistics don't lie, but statisticians do. That was one of my favorite quotes from Bobby Kennedy in The Truth About Vaccines. It's the truth.
It really is. AstraZeneca's Dr. Mallory, when they were doing the vote right this year at CDC. Well, should we put this back on the schedule? Because we know it didn't work before. And this Dr. Mallory pointed out the problem is there's no vaccine efficacy data available on this new formulation of the LAIV4. And it's unknown whether the flu mist will even be effective this flu season. Like it wasn't before, but what the heck? Just vote it in. It was a 14-0 unanimous vote at CDC to put it back on the schedule.
Yes. What the heck? Just go ahead and vote it in, even though there's not a shred of evidence it works.
Yeah.
I mean, how much more do these people have to do before you just let them know what they are? They're a bunch of money whores that have been bought off to push drugs and vaccines all over the American populace without any testing because they're getting paid.
Yeah. Oh, wait, there was two no votes. One was Henry Bernstein, D.O., yeah,
okay.
And let's see, there was another one from David Steffens in MD at Emory, where I went. I'm really concerned about what message this approval sends. Really? That's the least of your concerns. I mean, it's not going to work, but what else will it do? It'll probably spread flu viruses as they shed them for 24, 28, how many days after they get the mist?
Well, and I hear the music, but almost every vaccine is now showing to shed the virus within for 4 or 5 weeks afterwards. So, common occurrence now, buddy.
If only there were gorillas in the mist, that would be a lot safer than what they got in this flu mist. Folks, we got to go. It's been a great hour, 2 hours, but even better with TMB making it sound so good. Super Don, thank you, Eric, on the board. TMB, tell them what they need to know because we got to go.
Remember that the power to heal is yours.
Yeah, baby.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.